didn't recognize that he was there. Sheldon, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, Chris. I'm calling from a state of emergency.
Okay.
Do you ever get to hear Frank Whalen's show?
No, I don't listen to him.
Well, one morning he had mentioned during how the president had discussed during his energy bill how he could use these closed-down military bases to install oil refineries on them and possibly putting people to work on them because, as we know, the evacuees from the Gulf Coast are going to need work now. These could possibly become more FEMA camps. Now I come across a bill introduced by one of the District of Criminals on September 22nd, House Resolution 3887. The title of the bill is to provide for the designation of three closed military bases as appropriate sites for construction of an oil refinery, sponsored by Representative Joseph Pitts from Pennsylvania.
That comes under the heading of Base Realignment and Closer, BRAC. We'll hold Sheldon over, take these phone calls with William. Stay with us. Welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. Sheldon brought up this point about legislation providing for oil refineries on closed military installations, William. I'm sure there's many closed oil refineries in this country. I know of several in Oklahoma that have been closed down. It would be much more cost-effective to utilize these already closed-down oil refineries than to create new ones on closed military installations. What do you think, William?
Well, a couple of things, Chris. First of all, doing a remodel on a private setup like that is not a good economy because you can loan into existence all of the money that's necessary to build something that's brand new and then retain it. Now, as I studied socialism and all of its various forms, Ludwig von Mises' book, Socialism, lays it out real carefully, but this is the nationalization of a key industry. And so whenever you see the nationalization of key industries, you can almost guarantee that what you're looking at is just the further advance of socialism as it creeps across the nation.
In other words, government control.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And not only do they control it, but because it is a military installation, they have ultimate say over that land constitutionally, and what comes and stays is at their beck and call. And if they were to go out and say, okay, guys, free market, free enterprise, private property, private ownership of the means of production, you boys build oil refineries, all they're doing is they're cutting their own throat. They're moving back towards a free enterprise type of a system, which is something that they find reproachful. So this is a perfect opportunity, and Sheldon brings out a really great point, for the continuation and the expansion of the nationalization of the important infrastructure of this nation.
There you go. Sheldon, parting shot.
Latest major action taken on House Resolution 3887 was referred to a House subcommittee on readiness. And Anthony Hilder wishes you the best and thanks you for all you're doing. And I was also wondering if you or your guest had heard about what the latest is on the hate crime bill, if it had gone through. Thanks.
Leave me your phone number so we can get a hold of Anthony, Sheldon.
Okay.
Leave it at the board.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Sheldon. I don't know what the update on the hate crimes bill is, but they're going to try and make it happen. You know, they want to shut us up. They want to use any excuse in the world to shut us up. Even though homosexualism is one of the goals of the communist goals of 1963, written in Cleon Skousen's Naked Communist, this is a goal of the communists to present homosexualism as normal and healthy. Well, am I being a hate crime person by saying that? You know, they use every excuse in the world to shut us up. The status on that, I'm not sure of, and I don't think William is either.
Well, there's an article, I believe, in the America Free Press, Volume 5, October 10th, that touches on the thought police and whatnot. So there might be a link there on the web that people can go and look at the new America Free Press issue and find it there. But again, when we talk about hate crime and thought crimes, one of the basic natural law attributes of man is that man thinks. And so here again we see that the state is arrogating our natural law thinking capabilities and trying to impose regulations and taxes and making thinking a privilege. And it just furthers what I've been trying to say, that this hypothesis that I'm working on seems to be correct in all of its points.
Now you said the October 3rd edition of the AFP?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, we'll look at that.
October 10th.
October 10th. I don't have it here. Okay, let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thanks. I guess we ought to try to get a love crimes bill pushed through, you know, where we get reduced sentences because we did something because we loved conventional Christian morality or the Republic, etc. So if you bludgeon somebody to death under that circumstance, you get a reduced sentence, right?
That sounds good to me, Roger.
Hey, no, I did want to ask, I'm almost surprised you suggested that legal positivism or logical positivism.